How can my pain help me?
I think one of the most amazing things about our relationship with God is that if you love him and you trust him, now I didn't say if you behave perfectly, I didn't say if you never make mistakes, I didn't say if you go to church every Sunday, never miss one, if you read your Bible through three times a year, I said if you trust God and you love him. I don't care what has happened or what does happen. God will take it and make it somehow or another work out for your good. Now, boy, to me, this is one of the most exciting things about our relationship with God. That doesn't mean it's going to feel good. That doesn't mean we're going to like some of the things that we have to go through. That doesn't mean that, but I don't know how he does it. God can take a bad thing, and we may never want to say the thing was good, but somehow or another, God can miraculously work in that thing, and he can make us a better person. I mean, if you don't get anything else out of a problem, you get more compassion and you behave differently when somebody else tells you they've got a problem. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody about your problem that doesn't have any? Oh man, they're quick to tell you, well, I do this and I do that, and it sounds so simple for them. And you just want somebody to say, oh my gosh, I know what you're going through. I know how hard it is. And then it's fine to tell them what God can do for them. But there's nothing worse than somebody who has no compassion. All they can ever give you is a scripture. Don't be that kind of a Christian. Sometimes somebody just needs you to cry with them. Sometimes they need you just to understand. Everybody who comes to you for help doesn't always want an answer. Sometimes they just want you to understand. Did you hear what I said? Everybody who comes doesn't want an answer. They don't want a sermon. They just want somebody to understand what they're going through. And the best way I know to get a boatload of compassion is to go through stuff yourself. And I'll be honest with you, if you're going to be used by God very much, you're going to have some compassion, and that means you're going to have some experience. I'm glad you're still smiling. And I know there are tragic things that happen to people. I mean, I know you're probably thinking, well, you know, this happened or that happened, and how can you possibly tell me God can work good out of that? I don't know how he does it. But I know if we love him and if we trust him, and obviously that includes having a decent attitude that, you know, I don't understand this, God, but I trust you and I believe that you can work it out for my good. Whatever you might be going through right now or whatever you have gone through in the past, if you've never done this before, I want you to start believing today that God can take that thing and he can make it work out for good in your life. This is a happy day. Amen. All right, now Genesis 50:20. I'm not going to tell you the whole story of Joseph. Most of you probably know it. Let's just say that he was cruelly treated by his brothers. They hated him. They sold him to slave traders. Whole bunch of series of bad things happened as a result of that. He ended up in prison for many years for something he didn't do. All that time, he kept trusting God. There was a famine in the land. He was now in charge of all the food. It's amazing how this person over here can mistreat you, but if you put your trust in God, he can actually promote you. He is a God of justice. And so there was a famine in the land, and so the brothers came to get food. And they had to go through Joseph to get it, but they didn't know it was Joseph. You know, God changed him so much his brothers didn't recognize him. I'll tell you what, probably some of the people that abused me wouldn't recognize me today either. Amen? And God's doing the same thing in your life. And so when they did realize it was Joseph, then they were afraid and they thought, well, there's no telling what he's going to do to us. Now he's got a chance to get us back. And this is what Joseph said to them, Genesis 50:20. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. In other words, God used that situation, that cruel situation, to get Joseph into a place where he could actually use him then to help the whole nation when the time came around and was right. Let me tell you something. You may be headed somewhere, and right now you feel like you're headed in the totally wrong direction in your life. You may have no idea that this is the exact route that you need to get where you want to be and just don't understand how you're going this way. Come on. Acts chapter 7, verse 9. I love this. And the patriarchs, Jacob's sons, boiling with envy and hatred and anger, sold Joseph into slavery in Egypt. But God, those are two of my favorite words in the Bible. But God, doesn't matter what anybody else does. If God be for me, who can be against me? If God is on my side, whom shall I fear? They did all this stuff to him, but God was with him. And I'll tell you the truth, you don't even need to know what God's going to do. As long as you know that he's with you, I don't know what route you'll have to take to get where God wants you to be, but if you keep loving him and you keep trusting him, he is going to get you into a place that is going to just leave you with jaw-dropping awe. See, I've done this journey. I've been doing this 40 years. I'm not making stuff up here. I know where I was at when I started. I know what I was like when I started. And I'm not only sharing the word of God with you, I'm sharing experience with you to say, I know that I know that I know that I know that there's nothing that can destroy you if you put your hope in God and you believe that something good is going to happen to you. Come on. Nothing. There's nothing. And then, of course, Romans 8:28 would go along with this. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good, to and for those who what? Love God and want his will. Simple. Love God. One of the first things, probably the first thing that I say every morning when I wake up is, I love you, Lord. I tell you what, if you just love Jesus, it goes a long, 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 long way in taking care of everything else. I love you, Lord. I love you. Tell him that 100 times a day. I love you, Lord. I love you. 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 That pretty much says it all.